بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. When Shoka was approaching death, whole life making jokes, laughing. People are like that now. They have to crack something. One is now you deliberately try to make up a joke. That's a different thing. The other is man is just like that. Maybe starts off something and then there must be a joke somewhere. So the poor chap is now approaching death. So he called some of his friends. He said, "When you are lowering me into the kubur, see this pot, this white flower, you push it on my beard. Take a small little paste and push it all over my beard." He said, "I leave your musti now. You are about the grave now. How are you going to make this type of musti?" "So if you are not going to listen to me, I'll get someone. And if you are my friend, you must do it." Anyway, he's insisting, and because of his insistence, they pasted the beard with that flower, that white flower. Now, the kabar in the next round, normal procedure, normal protocol, questioning starts off. The what's here comes out here. There's no makeup there. It means the talk is done by the heart. Although it would seem that the tongue is talking, but what's within the heart comes out at the time. So he asks now, what's this business here? Put this flower on your beard and all that. What are you doing? So he replied to Allah, he says, "See, your Rasulullah Paksan has promised that Allah Ta'ala feels ashamed to punish a man with a white beard. Right? Now I'm young, I can't have a white beard. So when I can't have a white beard, at least I did this much, I tried to pretend to be white. Pretend to be old. So that's the only thing I could do. No actions, no deeds, nothing I could. But I could try and imitate to be like an old person. That's what I could do." At no time was that Muslim lose hope in Allah Ta'ala. No matter what he is, who he is, he mustn't lose hope. And nobody must let him lose hope. It's a different thing to advise, admonish. That is part of the work. يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. So that's part of the work to admonish. But that doesn't mean that we make the person despondent or we have a proud and arrogant attitude towards that person. We will feel sorry for him. We won't allow him to become despondent. And number three is we'll go on advising him, correcting him. So with all the limitations, all the shortcomings, we'll still, we don't know, some way down the line, our advising may just strike a chord with him. We just take to something, and that can be this catalyst for his jannat. We don't know. One small thing, and you may just catch the pleasure of Allah, the eye of Allah. Say, "Right, this person did this. This is because of this now. Let's bless the person." The one that is steeped in sin, drowned, very bad. him also don't. As long as there's no clear kufr and disbelief, you can make a story for him, alright? This is what he meant, perhaps. And because of this, therefore, he is not a kafir. You can make up a story, cover up. So you cover up, count him as a Muslim, and treat him like that. See, the Bishan's whole mission, whole life, was to lead people to Jannah. So as he was leaving the world, then over 124,000 people accepted Islam at his hands. Right. So the approach of our Nabi is like this. Then the Ummatis also should have a similar approach. One person used to make me some laugh. Right? And what has happened now? So, unfortunately, he used to drink as well. So, you'll be brought and the punishment would be administered. The person drinks, then he's administered 80 lashes. So, he was punished for the wrong. In the process of administering the punishment, one person cursed him. Nabi didn't like it. Stopped him. Don't you know? أَمَّا تَدْرِي أَنَّهُ يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُهُ. In spite of his habit, he still loves Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Looking at this, don't you see his heart? It's not a license for us to go and commit guna, but it's definitely a lesson for us. We don't despise anybody. We don't know what. As long as there's nothing against Iman. Right? It's against Iman, then we under duress to label him a kafir. But until and unless we don't find anything against Iman, then there mustn't be a reason why we will tell the person he's a kafir. We can't write him off. We'll work with him, somehow try and rope him in again. See, the akhlaq and the Mubarak character of the Muslims of the past. Harun al-Rashid. He's calling out his slaves some part of the night, and he's calling out at the slaves. All were fast, they were all awake and they're joking and talking and shouting in the room. And he called. So suddenly, they all were fast asleep. As he called them, are they fast? What is bothering you? So he called for the second time. Again, no response. He called out again for the third time. Our one slave replied, yes, whole day we're sweating for you. Night time we just hit the pillow again, ya gulam, ya gulam, ya gulam. What is this business? You'd rather just kill us one time. The slow torture is not the right thing. Anyway, see, when Allah Ta'ala kisi ko husn deta hai, so nazakat aayi jata hai. When Allah grants someone a great maqam, then with that maqam, naturally he has a broad personality. He doesn't get worked up. Allah blesses someone with this type, with this maqam, it is natural for him to be magnanimous. He'll overlook this thing. Hey, leave the signal, don't worry about it, just carry on. Hey. So Harun al-Rashid didn't tell them anything. So it becomes natural for him to become magnanimous, overlook. And that is because of the good that Allah Pak has given him, so he just overlooks his things and carries on. A'rid anil jahilin. One new person was around and he saw this whole spectacle. Harun Rashid is the king, these are slaves. One is a subject, one is a slave. Subject is called some maqam at least, and slave got no position. And the slaves are so brazen, how they talking to the master. Not only the master, but the king. So he's asked Harun Rashid, how can your own slaves treat you like this? So now look at the beauty of his answer. He says, in order to improve them, should I lose my good character? To improve them, I have to shout, hit them, shout them, reprimand them, all this, right? But now for this type of these people here, but I lose my good character. I can't lose it for them. The importance they showed to good character. This is now a sign of magnanimity. Well, Allah grant someone something, some special, his heart just opens out. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ Allah opened his heart. When you open his heart, now he is like a different person. He sees things, and he sees things differently. And one is, جَعَلَ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا حَرَجًا. His heart, Allah has constricted. Everything now is a problem for him. He gets ticked off with smoke here, there, everything takes him off. So Allah has constricted his heart. And this one here, Allah has opened, sharah Allah sadr holy Islam. His heart is opened out. So things, the small things of the dunya, don't affect him. One Arab is nephew had killed his son. Only one son he had. The nephew came along, some small little argument, and he killed this Arab's son. So the Arab heard about it, that my nephew killed my son. So he looked down for a moment, and then he said, see, my left hand chopped off my right hand. So it is not the appropriate thing now to chop off the left hand as well. Left hand killed the right hand, or chopped off the right hand. It's not the right thing to chop off the left hand. Both my hands, they do not do all my work for me, right? So when this thing chopped off that one, so it is it the logical thing to chop that off as well? See how they look. This is now called magnanimity. But he says after that, now my son's mother, she will not be able to manage this. She won't be able to tolerate this. That her son was killed, my son was killed, she won't be able to take it. So what do you do? Just go and take out 100 camels from my pen and give it to her. My pen. Go and take out, pull out 100 camels, build money, and give it to her. This will pacify at least. See now how they take it. This is now, when sharaha Allahu sadrahu lislam. When the heart has become magnanimous, opened. So his whole demeanor is different, his outlook is different, his talk is different, he understands he's thinking things differently. In the old, so he was versing him, right? He was versing him. And he's the world champion. And he's a world champion, so he's versing him. This man here now, he came into the finals. How he came, Allah knows. But he doesn't know the game, and he's failing miserably. And now, presently, the court also has declared him insolvent. So he's living hand to mouth, debts, etc., etc., whatever. So deliberately, he allowed him to win. See, this magnanimity. Deliberately, he made a wrong maneuver. This person, gradually, he manipulated the whole game, and he won the game. Though he's a world champion, he could have just made that maneuver and won, but he allowed him to win. Right? So they asked him, but what happened? How can you fail? But no, he deserved it. He was very intelligent. So look at his magnanimity. This what you must look is magnanimity. One is he allowed him to win, and when he's asked, he didn't say I was generous towards him. He passed the credit to him. If you're living as an ummah, so how do we tolerate? How do you work? Some 10, 12 years ago, so youngsters would come to the office and they'll speak about Zidane. So, what is Zidane? 10, 12 years ago, I can remember that some youngsters are sending questionnaires, can we keep the name Zidane? Got me, hey, why are they mad about the Zidane? Okay, he's here. So I asked one youngster, boy, what is the Zidane thing? So you don't know this. He's a soccer, right? Footballer of the year. Nobody like him. Champion. He's one Muslim background, maybe Morocco or Tunis, and he's the number one soccer, right? I just asked him, alright, but hey, I want to know why, how they rate him number one. You know, there must be some rating. He says, among the things that they rate him for is his team spirit. See, I'm saying magnanimity. What they say? Team spirit. Look at the team spirit he's got. But the team spirit is like this. I say, what do you mean a team spirit? He said, say for example, right by the pala, right by the goalpost, right? And it's just a strike, and you simple, you're used to doing this, strike it. So right there, and it just has to strike. But deliberately, he'll pass it on to his co-partner, let him strike it, strike the goal. But the whole stadium is watching what's going on. Right? But he would have struck the thing, it would have come against his name, that he's a footballer of the year, so many goals he scored. But at that crucial moment, he passes the ball to his friend, to his co-partner, let him strike it. So they counted it to his favor. Like, look at the team spirit, you see. Now this, we don't have this. So I'm saying that I'm calling team spirit. In the urban, it was a severe drought. So people thought of making istisqa, praying for rain. So one day they went out, no rain. Second day, no rain. And the third day, on Buzurum, he said, I'm going to make the namaz today. People got a little bit confused. Why is he volunteering? And this buzurg that has volunteered, there is a small little bit of a difference between him and the person that was reading the janaza, the istisqa namaz. There's more problem carrying on. But he volunteered to do the istisqa namaz on the third day. So, are they wondering what happened? So he just avoided the story, avoided it. And you know, you get some khadims, they are pain in the neck, you know. Keep asking, cheering. The buzurg sometimes they forced. So when they kept on insisting, why you asked? And he made the namaz, but there was no rain. Now added to it, the Noreen. That Buzur told, see, I made out, somehow Allah showed him, that that's not what I mean, Yareen. Right? But now, all 3 days, if this man earned that bad name, you know, he's a Buzur, he also was a Buzur. 3 days he went out, but there was no rain, right? So he would have earned the bad name squarely on himself. I said, no, never mind, let me earn some of that embarrassment. He's taking it himself, he's lumping himself, let me just share some part of that. See, that this is called magnanimity. See, Tura Che Shavad Muyassar E Makam Ke Ba Dosta Dosta Shavad Jang. This Shanidam Ke Mardane Rahe Khuda Kardan the Dilaj Dushmanaka Jang. It's friends of Allah Ta'ala, they are magnanimous people, great people. They don't even hurt their own friends. They don't hurt even enemies. They don't hurt. Shanidam ke mardane rahe khuda nakardan dil dushmanatan. They don't even hurt the heart of a dushman. You, where would you ever be able to get this rank? You are fighting your own friends. See that? Above is how to patch up and get the person have a good name. Patch it up, let him get a good name. See how this two people are playing, right? But he said, no, this person is insolvent. He's right down gutters. I need to bring him up. If I allow myself to lose, he wins, he becomes a world champion. Overnight he becomes a multi-millionaire. Let him take the name, man. See that this is called magnanimity. I'm not just after the name. It's character, it's your disposition, it's your compassion, your humanitarian feelings, how you feel for the next person. That's what attracts the attention of Allah Ta'ala. You love him, right? What are you doing? What are you supposed to be doing? You would have made a small maneuver, you would have earned the name, finish, end of the story. But no, this thing here, now it goes against his name. For the rest of time, look at the magnanimity of this person here, what he's done. See, so that's the akhlaq of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is what we must try and endeavor all times. This is batin, try and get the thing right. The Zaid, everybody's talking good about it. Ye Aisa hai. That batin, only Allah Pak sees it. The deep down, like magnanimity, character, good values, if you want. That is something that Allah Pak sees. Nobody can see it. Allah Pak can't pass that.
Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu, wa laka ash-shukru kullu, wa ilayka yarju al-amru kullu, la nuhsi thanaan alayk. أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارك وتبارك وارحم وترحم واجزي وتحنن على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد كما صليت وسلمت ورحمت وترحمت وباركت وجزيت وتحننت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صلِّ على سيدنا مولانا محمد كلما ذكر الذاكرون وصلي على سيدنا مولانا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكر الغافلون اللهم صلي على سيدنا مولانا محمد في أول كلامنا وصلي على سيدنا مولانا محمد في أوسط كلامنا وصلي على سيدنا مولانا محمد في آخر كلامنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت العز الأكرم إن تغفر اللهم تغفر جما وأي عبد لك لا لما إلهي عبدك العاصي قد أتاك مقرا بالذنوب وقد دعاك فإن تغفر فإنك أهل لذاك وإن تطرد فمن يرحم سواك وإن تطرد فمن يرحم سواك اللهم اغفر لي ولوالدي ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولأقربائنا ولزملائنا ولأصدقائنا ولمن حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن سيئات أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم فرج عن كرب أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان ومتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين والإيمان. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من المهديين واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم ارزقنا حبك. اللهم ارزقنا حبك. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب العمل الذي يبلغنا حبك وحب الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارزقنا شهادة في سبيلك واجعل موتنا في بلد حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم إنا نسألك التقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك أن تجعلنا من المسلمين الكاملين المتقين الصالحين المتواضعين الخاشعين القانتين الشاكرين المخلصين ولا تجعلنا من الكفار والمهلكين والظالمين والمتكبرين ولا من الذين ليس في قلوبهم إخلاص. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم اجعل قبورنا روضة من رياض الجنة ولا تجعلها حفرة من حفر النار. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم نجنا من النار. اللهم نجنا من النار. اللهم نجنا من النار. اللهم ادخلنا الجنة مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وصحابه رضوان الله عليهم اجمعين. Ya Allah, forgive every sin of ours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those in unknowingly, Ya Allah, those in unknowingly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we full of sins, Ya Allah, from head to toe, Ya Allah. Every strain of hair is sinful, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please do forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you Rahim, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, Ya Allah. Please do forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us fikr nubuwat, ilm nubuwat, nur nubuwat, manshe nubuwat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us in the khidmat of deen, Ya Allah. ربنا تقبل منا تقبل منا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا الله, make it easy for us at the time of death, يا الله. يا الله, take our lives away in Medina Munawwara, يا الله. يا الله, in front of the Mubarak قبر of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا الله, bless us with جنة البقية, يا الله. يا الله, make it easy for us at the time of mouth, يا الله. يا الله, make it easy for the Ummah, يا الله. Ya Allah, remove the calamities that come over the Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you open our masajids, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, Allah. We love your deen, Ya Allah. Give us the love, the true love for deen, Ya Allah. The true love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we didn't know how to ask, what to ask, Ya Allah. What we're supposed to ask for, we didn't ask for, Ya Allah, you grant us that, Ya Allah. What you saw as a protection from, we didn't ask protection from, Ya Allah, you protect us from that, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma as'alaka minhu nabiyuka habibuka Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا برحمتك يا رب.